From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says that plans for a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are still on for next month. Speaking during an Oval Office meeting with NATO's Secretary General, Trump said that Kim would not meet the same fate as former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
The Libyan model that was mentioned was a much different deal. This would be with Kim Jong-un, something where he'd be there, he'd be in his country, he'd be running his country.
The president's remarks were in contrast to those of his national security adviser John Bolton. Bolton said that the country's nuclear disarmament should follow the Libya model, embraced by Muammar Gaddafi, who gave up his atomic weapons, but was later overthrown and killed in a U.S.-backed uprising. The U.S. Senate on Thursday confirmed Gina Haspel as the first female CIA director, despite deep reservations among some lawmakers about her past involvement in harsh interrogation of terror suspects.
The ayes are 54, the nays are 45, and the nomination is confirmed.
Half a dozen opposition Democrats bucked their party and supported the controversial Haspel's nomination. Two Republicans voted against her, while Republican Senator John McCain, who was tortured during years spent as a prisoner of war in Vietnam, is in Arizona battling brain cancer and could not vote. The 61-year-old Haspel, a Russia specialist who spent her career in the clandestine service, takes over from Mike Pompeo, whom President Trump recently made his Secretary of State. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, check out our website. This is VOA News.